Hello, my name is Darren Bennick from Dynamic Self-Awareness. This is the Change Series and we are on episode 2. Yesterday I gave you a sort of brief introduction about change as it relates to the change that I'm going through. So if you sort of haven't listened to that one first yet, go back and have a listen to that. Today, I sort of wanted to talk about why we feel the need to change. And that might seem like an oversimplified question, but I have found that it sort of helps define, A, the things you want to change, and I use that in my sort of system that I've developed. I use that understanding to get what I call a conceptual understanding of the problem. So this is coming at a problem from many different angles. So we're getting sort of the analytical, logical understanding of it. We're getting the context of it. But more than that, we're getting an energetic understanding of the problem. You'll hear me sort of talk about this often, that if you truly, a lot of the understandings we have are more descriptions than explanations. And this happens because we tend to like to put names on things. And this is born out of the scientific method, is to name and categorize, which is very much a left brain thing to do. But the thing is that these problems cause us, or we experience these problems physically within our body. And as everything's different, everything sort of has this, what I will call an energetic signature. So everything has a feel. And the names that we give to things are ways that we encapsulate these patterns of energy. And one of the biggest breakthroughs I had was in getting this energetic understanding of a problem, because it gives you very definitive ways not only to change that problem, but also in how to change it, how to transition. I wrote a blog post this morning, which I'll put a link to below, on the reasons why we may not necessarily be ready for change. I sort of spoke about this briefly yesterday about, you know, the actual process of change happens instantly, but this idea that we need to sort of get ourselves ready for change is probably not something you may have thought of. But for me, like I said yesterday, the act of willpower alone isn't gonna give you, unless you're really lucky or unless you've got really, really strong willpower. But even then, my personal experience, I've found that willpower on its own does not give you lasting change. Once you drop that push, the old pattern comes in. So this idea of getting yourself ready for change and to get a full understanding, not only of the problem, and this I go into this in the blog post, but also what you're going to replace that with. And oftentimes people don't think about this. And I guess this all ties into this idea, and I mentioned it before about everything having an energetic signature or an energetic pattern. You know, it's this conglomeration of energies that make a thing a thing. And that can be, it's very simple to understand that. Say a dog. A dog has certain characteristics and traits that we take together to know that it's a dog. Same with other things that we can name in our environment. What we may not think of is the differences in characteristics of states of mind, say, or our beliefs. And one of the things that I've become aware of in my life was I started to get this recurring feeling. Okay, so it was strange. It was certain things would trigger it, and one of them was a certain type of breeze. You know, this like a you know, this bit less than a gust, but it'd be like just this breath of breeze would come across me, and it would take me back to my childhood, you know, different sort of times in my childhood. But each of those times felt really, really, really familiar, and I was really content and fulfilled, and happy. Almost sort of bordering in that joyous, wondrous state. And the more I started to sort of take notice, not only of these triggers, but also the feeling, the more I realized that that feeling, like I said, was really, really familiar. And I started to identify with that feeling, and I started trying to replicate it. I've since sort of just, it was easier for me to write it down and to keep it in mind. And like I said, I'm documenting everything that I do, because I've found that I've found ways that have helped me, and I'm just going to share it with other people and hopefully it'll help them. So the name that I came up with was Your Energetic Signature. And so this has sort of... as everything does, many different layers. So we have the physical layer, you know, the DNA, the sort of genetics that have been brought forward through your lineage, what you receive from your mum, what you see from your dad. You know, as much as we don't like to admit it, we do carry parts of our parents within us and our grandparents, and so on. So there's this sort of evolutionary concept that comes through, which for me has become the way that I access my purpose in life. I sort of have learnt to hold that energetic signature, my energetic signature, to hold it, like I can access it at any time. Like I know that feeling now that I can just drop into it and I feel completely relaxed, at home, at peace. I feel in my body. I have other practices that I use to amplify that feeling. So, and this gets, there's a biological understanding of what I'm about to say, and that is that if you are working towards your like evolutionary progress, your body will reward you. This is the dopamine reward system. Now you can actually use that dopamine reward system, and I sort of go into this, or have gone into this in previous sort of courses and times that I've sort of trained other people in this. And then again, there's sort of different spheres where you can use that. So you can use it in the moment, you can use it on a, in a broader perspective, and you can use it sort of from a, you know, your evolutionary, your purpose, you know, why you're here. And so if you are doing things which help to evolve that feeling, your body will reward you and you'll get those feel-good chemicals. If you're doing things that go against or start to de-evolve that energy, those patterns, what I've found is that your body will step in and try to stop you from doing that in different ways. I'm not going to say that every single disease or ailment is your body's way of trying to stop you from going down the wrong track. I'm not going to say it. I have a feeling it might. I have found in a lot of my physical ailments that I've overcome, there's definitely an element in there of something to learn from. And what I have found time and time again is that when I learn that thing and when I start to bring my what I'm doing back into alignment with that energetic signature that's there, and start to take actions which feel more entwined with that energetic signature, that those symptoms that I've been experiencing tend to either lessen or completely disappear, as I've had with lower back pain that I suffered for many years. So this idea that in order to change, we need to, yes, we need to understand the problem. And understanding the problem energetically will also help us to identify that feeling. So that if we experience that feeling again, if we raise our awareness of different sort of patterns in our life, different emotional patterns, and start to get a feel for these things, as well as that understanding, that logical naming, kind of categorizing, putting things in order kind of thing, we do start to get this. It's called hemispheric lateralization. It's a scientific term for your left and right brain working together. I know I keep harping on about this left brain, right brain thing, but it's a way for us to get an understanding on one side so we can anchor the feeling that we're going to be delving into. It gives us that balance. So we're not just all la-di-da-di-da, who, you know, off with the fairies, like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. We're actually anchoring it into some kind of understanding that we can then, it helps us to define the process of change. And as we go along, hopefully that will make more sense as we start to explore. And if you come on board and go through one of my courses, which I've said before, there's going to be a cost to them, but you will also have the opportunity to do them for free. So I'm never going to stop anyone from doing any of my courses. I would like to earn some money off it, if that's possible, but my main aim is to get this stuff out there. I think it's desperately needed at this time to raise our own awareness in order for us to move forward as a race, as humanity. I just think that now's the time for us to really start to think about why we're here and what we're doing. And so this is my way of doing that. So, yes, understanding the problem. Now, when we start to look at the different things happening in our life and start to get a sense of whether they're right for us or not, we don't have to go any further than that at the, you know, all at once. We just sort of go, yeah, look, I'm going to focus on this area. Something's not quite right there. Something's not feeling right. And you may be feeling stress or anxiety, or there may be a sense like a form of depression there. And like I said, what they're sort of finding now, biologically speaking, is it's our body will chemically let us know that there is a misalignment of energies, whether that's with what we, you know, are doing compared to what we need and want, or our actions compared to our beliefs. So a lot of times, and this is the thing, that we can sort of try and change all the things that are, you know, external to ourselves, you know, try and change the way people think or the way people act or the way people speak to us or the, you know, the, all these external elements and trying to change our job to get happy or buy this to get happy. Or we can just focus on regaining our awareness of that internal sensation that feels right, that feels like us, that feels familiar, and we can hold that sensation, A. And what I've found is that instead of trying to change things externally first, if you focus on that internal sensation, you will start to see either A, that that problem doesn't really exist at the intensity that you thought it did, or B, you can start to see how to change track, how to move away from that area that's causing you grief or problems or stress, and how to deal with it differently. And it could just be by shifting the way you perceive it. So just recently, I had a little bit of turmoil was brought into our life, and I'm not afraid to admit it. My initial reaction was I wanted to get physical. But that's just a throwback from, you know, when I was younger, we would grow up that the physical confrontation was how you solved your problems. Thankfully, I didn't get drawn into that too often, but enough that was one way that I would try and solve my problems. I wouldn't go around thumping people all the time, but I definitely got verbal. This time around, I just wanted a different way to deal with it. And so I assumed a different set of beliefs around the situation and dropped into the feeling of that. And by doing so, it enabled me to handle the situation very differently. And I have to say, very, very effectively. Almost magically so. I'm not going to go into too many details on that. As you may have realized, when I talk here, it's just to give you this broad context. It's that right brain introduction, the feel of things, the energetic perspective of things, where you can start to fill in all the gaps and put it all in some kind of logical reasoning order later on. But to start with, we just want to create this space in our minds of something that there can be a different perspective, that we can follow a different set of beliefs with different outcomes, and that we are not just bound to having to change our external circumstances in order to become happy, peaceful, fulfilled, satisfied, joyous, whatever. Okay? It's the realization that I have come to and am now trying to re-embellish is this notion of creating an internal atmosphere first. And whether that's a new atmosphere, which I go into in a lot more detail further down the track. So I have systems in place for teaching people how to do that. But more so to begin with, of just getting in tune with, and I'm going to keep saying it, your energetic signature, that internal state that just feels like you, okay? And once you remove all the thoughts and all the opinions and all that sort of stuff and just sit in that feeling. Now, obviously, like, a natural tendency is to drop in and go, okay, okay, now I want to understand it. Or now I want to do something about it. And we tend to just drop straight back out of it again. So what I'm finding is that you've really got to, this whole idea of resetting, again, there's a process to it. And it's a lot slower than what you might think. And a lot more drawn out than what you might think. And there's a reason for that, is because a lot of our tendencies and our problems occur because of stuck patterns. Okay, we've had these patterns embedded in us for that long, in our bodies and in our minds, in our brains, and they get triggered constantly. So they've become ingrained in us. So we need to sort of go back into ourselves, I guess. So instead of being on the surface of the ocean and getting whipped around and yada, 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 well, you've all heard this before, but just dropping down deep into the depths of our being and just re-evaluating and just letting. And what I've found is that when we do this, or when I do this, all the tension is released from my nervous system. When I move slowly, I can bring in that left and right brain alignment, and I can bring in that mind-body connection. And when everything's working in unison and in alignment, it releases dopamine, okay? And dopamine helps us to learn new things. So when a child is learning to walk, they do so by having a picture in their mind, which they copy from their parents or the people around them. And when their body's making similar movements to that picture, the body rewards it with dopamine. It says, keep going, you're doing really well. And it sort of strengthens those synapses, the neurons, the connections between our brain and our body. It strengthens them and says, yes, we want to encourage these movements and these behaviors because it's helping us to evolve energetically, physically, mentally, yada, yada, yada. We can use that same principle in our daily lives to help us to move A, back into our self, our true self, and B, to find or to move forward with our purpose and our evolutionary progression that will then be reflected in our external environment. And this is what I've found to be like when we are in turmoil in our mind and when we have this belief system of wrongdoing against us, as an example, and we have this anger towards other people of why are they like that, and that internal attitude, whether we're aware of it or not, is reflected in our external environment. It's like when you think of when you've we've bought a new car and it's red. My goodness, the first couple of days I was like, oh, how long till I stop seeing red cars everywhere? Okay, so whatever's happening in our internal world, we tend to see reflected in our external world, and our awareness is it picks up on this pattern. So what you'll find if you are looking for reasons to prove to you, to your belief that, people are all assholes, you're going to find them everywhere. All right, because that's what your awareness is trained to see. That's what you have that picture in your mind, and so your body's looking to duplicate that picture. Right, so I hope it's a little bit tricky without sort of having. I would normally, if I do a video, I would normally draw pictures and yada yada yada. But I'm hoping that somewhere this is starting to sort of connect. And to give you something that you can start to work on. And I will be going into a lot more detail on how to do all these things. Obviously, from my perspective, when I started to play around with this stuff, there was little bits that were out, and like my focus might have been out, or my attention might have been out, or my physical body might have been out, so I had to make little tweaks here, there, and everywhere. And so over the years, I've come up with a number of techniques and tools to help, bring that overall picture into alignment. So we have this big picture of finding our energetic signature and being able to evolve that. But if there's anything, sticking points or anything which you're having, you might be having trouble with, there's ways around that. But again, it's that same principle of understanding the energy dynamics behind it all, understanding the energy dynamics of what you want in place of that problem. And then once you understand sort of the feel and the concept of energy and how it all goes together in different forms and different functions, you'll start to see that the way to transition from one form or one function to another has a very definitive pathway. So if something's agitated, you get this sense of things shaking back and forth in some instances quite violently, okay? So if you think of peacefulness, if you sort of get your fingers and shake them backwards and forwards violently, this agitation, there's different intensities of that agitation. When you think of a peaceful state, your fingers will naturally start to slow down and they'll become less agitated, all right? So that is one example of how we can use an energetic understanding to change an aspect of our beingness, or an aspect of our physical self, or an aspect of our mental self, or our emotional self. Okay, Emotions are the same thing. They've all got an energetic signature. Anger has one. Happiness has one. Joy has one. Stress, anxiety, depression, okay? Frustration, commitment. All of these things have an energetic signature. They have a feel to them. And why I say that the logical understanding is just as important is because the words that we use to encapsulate that energy are also a way for us to see or for us to get an understanding. Now, I use two book set of dictionaries, and I've learned many years ago, if you want to get a good understanding of something, look the word up first and foremost. But the if you really want to get a good conceptual or, you know, well-rounded understanding, an energetic understanding of something, look up the derivation. Okay, so that's where the word came from and how that word was put together. And once you sort of get into that, you'll start to, you'll 100% guarantee you'll start to have a few light bulb moments yourself. I definitely did. And so I do use that. And that's why I keep coming back to this left brain, right brain. And I know I keep repeating myself, but I don't have any other words for it at the moment. It's just two aspects. And you'll find that in everything, it's all comes down to one. There's only one energy. There's just, you know, we sort of live in a dual universe. So there's this dual nature of right and wrong, good and bad, yeah, this and that. And that's kind of how we can organize things based on that, yeah, bouncing in between those two extremes. But it's just one energy. We just either use it differently or it expresses itself slightly differently. So we can use the more perspective you can gain on something, the greater your understanding. So if you can have a logical, analytical understanding of something, of the meaning of things and you know, how to categorize it and how to put it in some kind of order or tag it or whatever, and link it with this this experiential understanding of it, the feel of it and the context and the, you know, this broad sort of just knowing, this intuitive knowing. Intuition is not hurdy-gurdy, okay? Intuition quite literally means to know. It's just a different form of knowing, okay? I'd liken it as an energetic form of knowing. You just, it's almost like your body gets it before your brain. It could also be the other way, that, you know, that our higher self, whatever that might mean to you, but I look, that's starting to get into areas that I don't want to get into right now. So, well, I sort of try and keep it to the body and the mind. So that's our physical apparatus that we have that helps us to sense and to get a feel for things, and what I found is that different parts of the body sort of get different pictures or get different representations of the external world, and we all know, like, and they've done studies on this. They found in security guards know this quite well, that people, they can be looking at people on their security cameras, and the people will start to look around as if they know that they're being looked at. In fact, some security guards have said that they can make people move on just by focusing on them. So they're definitely, and this is borne out in quantum physics, that everything is entangled, okay? That everything is connected. On an energetic level, every single thing is connected. And so there is, we definitely have a way in our physical makeup to detect these other energy or these other forces that aren't necessarily visible to the eye, or you know, that we can't hear or see or touch. And there's this, I guess, electromagnetic. I don't want to go into those big words because they really. Anyway, too big a concept for right now. Back to change. So at the moment, I have shifted away from the external world, and I touched on this in the previous episode, that if you are trying to implement change, especially big changes, I've found it best to just, if you can't remove yourself from the outside world, at least go internal, all right? So don't run around telling everyone about exactly what's happening, because I guarantee you're not going to get the response that reflects whatever's going on inside you. And the response that you get may actually detract from your experience and stop you from trying it. You might go, oh, well, God, it mustn't be that important. Maybe I'm just fooling myself. Okay, don't do that. Do not do that to yourself, all right? Just hold whatever's going on inside you, just hold it in. Just for these first few stages, I guarantee you it will be of greater benefit for you to hold back on what you tell others. I'll give you a good example. Many years ago, I wanted to start a property for people that were having troubles. Yeah, I'd sort of have been on this path a long time, so I had a general idea of the systems and the tools and the concepts that I have now. But I was jumping the gun, and I was like, oh, let's, you know, I'll get a property and we'll start doing this. Anyway, I was very careful. We actually tried to do it in Hobart, Tasmania, and I would run around every day. I'd walk out the front gate and I'd run around, and I would, whoever let me in, I would tell them about it and talk to them about it. And there was always like, oh, but what about, oh, but what about, you know? And I got good at handling that, but it took a lot out of me. I remember one time this guy argued with me for hours. It was in a pub. We just got chatting and, you know, talked about, you know, well, what about this and what about that? And I said, yeah. I said, but, and after about 2.5 hours, I said, so if all that was right in your mind, would you back this? And he said, 150%, of course. Like that's, I just remember just going, Jesus, dude, that was hard work. I guess where I'm getting to is that I started to just hold back stuff that was in my mind, because I really didn't have the energy to try and explain it and to handle people's objections to everything that I said. And so I needed to regain my strength. Anyway, and this lady that I sort of had gotten to know, she said, oh, so what is it that you do? And I said, oh, look, I have this thing that I've always worked on, I'm really not ready to talk about it right now. She said, oh, come on, like, yeah, I'm here, just tell me about it. I said, oh, no, look, I'd really rather not. It's quite personal at the moment, and I'm just regathering my energies and figuring out which way to go from here. And she said, oh, come on, like, you know, I'll be, yeah, would back you and this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah, I realize that. And it's nothing against you. It's like, I'm just holding it back from everyone at the moment. I'm waiting till I get it clear in my mind about my next step. And then I'll tell everyone about it. Anyway, she was very insistent. So in the end, I said, oh, look, it's along the lines of, you know, setting up a property for people that have drug and alcohol and emotional problems to come and to fix that using my system. She said, oh, that'll never work. I went, no, you know what, you're probably right. I was luckily I just enough had built up my energy just enough not to let that knock me down 10 flights of stairs. But what I'm saying is you it's better just to let that energy percolate inside you before you start to put it out there. And the first step in any change, quite literally, is to let this energy fill your body. So you've got to identify that new energy, or, you know, to key back into that, your energetic signature, and you've got to let it permeate out through your body, because that new energy will realign all the cells and atoms and all the physical aspect of your body, which will help to remove any trauma or tension or stress that's there in that body. And the more you can let this just, you know, spin around and revolve and just get into that feeling and create this bubble, the stronger it'll be, so that when you are ready to start putting it out there, and this gets into a whole different bunch of techniques. So there's a receptive state and an active state. So you work on the receptive state first, and then when you're ready, when you feel strong enough, you start to push that energetic signature out, okay, and you can start to put it into action. But even just walking around in that state is quite tricky to begin with, all right? And that's why I have a body awareness aspect to dynamic self-awareness. You've got to learn to be able to move around in whatever state you want to embody, okay? Anyway, I'm getting up to the 36-minute mark, and I am pretty close to finishing what I had to say. In fact, I think that might do us, rather than me try and think of the next thing to say. We'll leave it there. I've got an idea for the next episode, getting into kind of what we talked about today, but I'll put a little bit more thought into it, and that's how we change. So we've sort of gone into why we change, or my thoughts on why we might need to change. And so in the next episode, I will have a chat to you about how we might go about changing. And I'll start to introduce some of the concepts that I've found very workable that make up dynamic self-awareness. So if you would like to learn more, please go to www.dynamicselfawareness.com. It is under construction, so please bear with me. I'm doing everything super slowly, but it's getting there. It's actually moving forward. So please, if you think this might help, there's some stuff up there at the moment on the site. There is going to be a free introductory course coming soon, so you'll be able to subscribe to that. If you have any questions, write them down. Hold on to them for now. I'm really not ready to take questions yet, but I will. So hold on to them. There is a Facebook page coming, all of that. But I'm just going slowly. I just want to get this. As I said, I'm in that active state at the moment. So I've built up my receptive state, built up that energy. I have it in place now. I'm moving with it. Now I'm ready to project it. But I just need to do it slowly. And that's a part of the change process, is to get the flow going slowly at first and then increase the intensity. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you're all doing as well as you can be in these troubling times. but it doesn't have to be that way if you don't want it to be. Anyway, but that's another thought, another concept. Until next time, thanks for listening. If you feel the desire, please share a link to this. So we'll get a crew of people together that explore self-awareness and to explore the dynamic aspect of self-awareness. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye now.